Bob?
Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American. You can find stories in the paper and get home delivery and also at rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. How are you this morning?
I am wide awake, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Oh, that's more than I am. I'm dragging. But busy weekend, and as you know, we were up in Salisbury on Saturday for the rallies against the postal cuts, and good turnout, good comments, good signs, and people are out there doing their civic duty.
Good turnout at both the postal offices.
Yeah, yeah, they were in front of Salisbury, and they were in front of the Lakeville post office, and we looked around, and somebody said, "Oh my goodness, the postal box is no longer here in front of the Lakeville post office," just to show what's going on all over. We're just a microcosm. And then there was a pop-up rally for Maria right after that. Maria Horn, who's the candidate running again for state rep. She's the incumbent Democrat, and she's being challenged by Republican Brian Oler of Canaan, and it's a rematch of 2 years ago. So obviously, both sides are out there.
Maria had a bunch. Maria, I think, went throughout almost the entire district this weekend
with these
pop-ups.
Yep, I think that's what I did hear. But we caught up with her in Salisbury, and it was a good crowd. And it's always, it follows the peace rally that's there every Saturday morning. They're amazing. Can't imagine how many years that's been going on. So lots of people joined that, and it was a busy time there. All eyes, obviously, are focused on schools coming up, school openings, and you and I both talked with Lisa Carter this week, and she's our interim superintendent, and and as she keeps reiterating, everything could change in a minute. Schools will be opening here in Region 1. All kinds of precautions being taken to keep teachers and students safe. The high school, as we know, is going hybrid. Kids are going to be going 2 days a week, one group Monday and Tuesday, another group Thursday and Friday. School will be closed on Wednesday for cleaning. The elementary schools are all going to be open with many, many protocols in place, masks and distancing. And as Lisa told us, about 75 to 90% of the parents are planning to send their kids back to school. There are, others who are going to be distance learning with their children. But we're watching it very carefully to see if anything spikes and if anything changes. There will be no middle school sports in the fall, and they're still waiting on CIAC rulings about high school sports.
It's it's really interesting. From what I saw, about 40%, 40 to 45% of parents are going to drive their kids to school.
Yes, that's the other thing.
According to they did that survey to find out, and you know what? I think it's pretty much that way over in New York State as well.
Interesting. Yeah, I would imagine things are going to be about the same most places. The buses are going to be if they're only 40% using them, they'll be able to social distance on those buses as well. And it's going to be
it's interesting. In New York State, what they're doing also, some of the districts, when kids get on the bus, students get on the bus, everybody goes to the back, and that way as people load on, you don't have to pass by other people. So it's from
first
the back
goes all the way. It's all going to be so interesting, and they're going to be learning as they go along, and there'll be changes made, no doubt. And
Just look what happened in Danbury. I mean, the students. It happens in a flash.
In just no time, and so they'll be watching very carefully to see if there's transmission of the disease. And we can only hope, Marshall, that a vaccine is, coming down the tunnel, because it is chaos out there, and I feel for these parents who have to go to work and distance learn. you know, do distance learning with their kids, or you send the kids to school with great fright. It's just been an incredible time. But we here in Region 1 are lucky because we do have small classes and are able to spread out. So we'll see. Falls Village did approve that conservation memorial forest this week, planning and zoning. That's where people will be able to put the remains of their loved ones under a tree in the forest up on Music Mountain, 130-acre plot. And sounds like, I mean, it's got really good support. Fred Laser, the chairman, said he got 21 letters, just about all of them in support, which he said was probably the highest he's ever gotten.
And there'll be little placards placed by the trees.
Yeah, it's such an interesting concept, I think, and perfect spot for it, way up on Music Mountain. So interesting hearing that night. At Falls Village, boy, Henry Todd really lambasted Eversource and Comcast during the meeting the other night, talking about the response from the storm. And apparently, I think Maria, too, mentioned that they're going to be talking with PURA, the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority, for the way it was handled. I mean, we really, Cornwall was just about 100% out for a long time. Falls Village.
Sharon, it was the same
Sharon,
way.
Look at right in front of your station there, what it looked like. And not just the visual, but the emergency it caused with people not being able to get out of their homes, no phones. There were times you couldn't get an ambulance into a place. It really was disaster, and everybody just wants to make sure it doesn't, that the response the next time, and of course there will be a another storm at some point, is better.
You know, it's interesting because I think the first PURA hearings are being held today.
Oh, really?
I think. Initial hearings, anyways.
Yeah. And, boy, looking ahead, I am nothing this week. I don't know about you.
There's some stuff, like Sharon has their Historic District Commission today. At 6:30 tonight in Salisbury, they have the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Yeah, there is a Sharon Board of Selectmen tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And also Kent Inland Wetlands and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but it's basically, well, it's the end of the month. So
it's the end of the month. We know that's always a quiet time, and especially now with, I mean, we're all doing Zoom, and when there are meetings, it's really quiet. The Sharon Historical Society will be having its program on women's suffrage next Saturday from 4 to 5. Again, that's a Zoom. Again, let me say that I think the libraries and the Salisbury Forum have really stepped up and brought in some fabulous speakers. If we can't get out and listen, we can at least listen to them on Zoom. And Kurt Anderson, author and editor, was at the Salisbury Forum on Friday night, and I just turned on TV, and he's there on one of the shows talking about his new book. So we're right there. We get them in the limelight. Amazing.
Interesting story at Noble Horizons. They're offering it's a free 4-week CNA certified nursing assistant course, which starts September 1st. If you complete the course and you pass the course, you have a job waiting for you at Noble.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I think it's an outstanding time for people that are looking for something like that, to be able to do it and to get it for free.
And guaranteed job. Wow. I hope people take advantage of it. It's a great way to just get your entry level into healthcare, which is always, there are jobs available.
You also have a story, I think it's in today's paper, the Aquarian water sale is done.
Yes. Yes, the Aquarian has purchased the water company in Falls Village, and they bought it for $345,000, and it just ensures, according to First Selectman Henry Todd, you know, it ensures a good system. He said, you know, the little company it has just about a little over 100 customers couldn't, you know, it's very hard to maintain in this day and age. So Aquarian, which has many of which covers many of the towns in the region, now has another one.
And, you know, they have that same problem in Housatonic, Massachusetts, a small water company that can't afford all the mandated updates. And yeah. And Great Barrington is trying to figure out a way to handle that. Obviously, the only way you can really handle it is by selling it to a bigger company that can absorb it.
The assets. And just there have been a rash of car break-ins, it's been mostly Barkhamsted, Norfolk, Colebrook, and that area. I was talking to the resident state trooper in Canaan, but it is moving into this area. They had some in East Canaan. They're rifling people or rifling through cars, taking whatever is there. And so he's giving strict warnings. Lock your cars, even if they're just in your driveway, and do not keep any valuables in them because they can be taken. Even computers and things have been stolen. So lock your cars.
We're not immune to this. And they're also, if you have camera systems around your house, they're
right.
advising you to take one of those cameras, aim it towards the cars, and keep that area well lit, and at least you'll have an idea of
I thought was a really good idea. Yeah. So maybe they can nab them because it's a problem. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, even though it's quiet time, there's still plenty going on, and I'm sure we'll have other and more stories next week.
All right. I'll speak to you next month, Ruth.
That's right. Okay, Marshall. Have a good week.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. You can find her stories and other stories in the Republican American, of course, in the newspaper, home delivery, and also online, rep-am.com.